When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Here's three great reasons to get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G at T-Mobile. One, it's free for both current and new customers when you trade in an eligible device. Two, T-Mobile's the leader in 5G coverage. So, three, you can unleash 5G speeds in more places with your new phone. Get the new Galaxy S21 free at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage.
Phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit and consumer plan required. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's three great reasons to get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G at T-Mobile. One, it's free for both current and new customers when you trade in an eligible device. Two, T-Mobile's the leader in 5G coverage. So, three, you can unleash 5G speeds in more places with your new phone. Get the new Galaxy S21 free at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage.
Phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit and consumer plan required. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the premiere episode of At the Rim. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson. This show will give you my storylines on what I feel currently, what's going on in the NBA. Also, we'll give you the latest news and information on what's going on around the association, and we'll have interviews from time to time. So, again, thank you so much for joining me for the premiere episode of At the Rim. Coming up on this week's program, I'll give my storylines on what's currently impacting the NBA at the moment. I have an interview with Justin Baker. Justin is the DJ for the Memphis Grizzlies, and so much more. But first, I have to get to my storylines for what's currently impacting the NBA right now. I want to start off with COVID-19. COVID-19 is something that has impacted us all. It's impacted us not just in sports, but in everyday life. COVID-19 had a major shakeup in the NBA this past season, of course, with the league abruptly stopping, having to restart going into the bubble. And COVID-19 definitely made its way into the NBA as it did in other forms of society last year. But the NBA was able to finish the season, have playoffs, and, of course, had the NBA Finals. Now, this year, COVID-19 is still with us. Just almost a year later, it is still here with us, and it is still continuing to affect a lot of our everyday lives, and it's affecting the NBA in a lot of ways. We've seen games get postponed. Schedules are getting moved around. Also, we've seen it would normally would be an 82-game regular season. This year, they're only playing a 72-game season. And, you know, COVID, a lot of players have had to miss games. Rosters have been modified as a result of this. I don't know if it's just me, but I think the NBA should have returned to the bubble. That's just my take on it. I think when I first heard them that the NBA, when the season had started, they weren't going to be going back to the bubble. They were going to have a regular NBA season where they would be playing at their respective home arenas. I was a little upset about that because I thought, wow, rates are going to be going up. I thought, well, if the bubble was a success and you had no positive rates, I mean, what was up with that? I just don't get it. But nevertheless, the NBA made the decision to let the teams play in their respective home arenas, and now we're seeing more positive cases. We're seeing games being postponed, and they're just trying to make the league is just trying to make things happen altogether. And I don't know. I don't know. I think that, in my opinion, they should have just returned to the bubble. But nevertheless, my next storyline is going to be LeBron James. What can you say about LeBron? I mean, he's more than an athlete. He's a philanthropist. He's a filmmaker. He's a visionary. LeBron James is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Well, LeBron, of course, we know he, as they say, when LeBron talks, the league listens. And this week he said that he was not enthused about an NBA All-Star, having an NBA All-Star game this year. He said if he was selected, he would be happy, but he also said that his interest would not be in playing. And I think LeBron, there's a lot of information that had come out because at LeBron and a lot of information has come out that has said that as a part of the league returning to its regular format of playing in their home arenas, there was a saying that there would be no All-Star game to be played this year. That was a part of the league, along with them telling the players, as well as the Players Association, that in this current climate that we live in with COVID, that there would be no All-Star game played this year. Now, all of a sudden, there's going to be an All-Star game being played, and I'll get into that in my next storyline. But I think I agree with LeBron in this. I think because of what has happened, of course, there were some other determining factors in this, such as them having a very shortened off-season. Also, there was a lot of these, of course, with them having – you know, the restart and, of course, a shortened offseason. Matter of fact, the shortest offseason in the history of not just the NBA, but in the history of all professional sports. And I think that LeBron has a point, and I side with him on this. I think they've been through a lot, what happened in the restart, the very short offseason, not a lot of time to get ready for this current NBA season that we're in. So I'm agreeing with LeBron on this. I'm siding with him, and I think there should be some type of maybe of an All-Star celebration, similar to what the NFL did, maybe something virtual. But anyway, that's my take on that. And for my last storyline, is going to be the All-Star game. Now, the All-Star game, of course, we know is probably – in my opinion, the best All-Star game out of all the major professional sports in North America. The NBA is number one. Number two is Major League Baseball. Number three is NHL. And then number four is the NFL. I don't think there should be an All-Star game this year, but I know when money talks, you know what else walks, right? So you've got television networks, you've got radio networks, there are corporate sponsors, I should say, they want to have this All-Star game this year. They're planning to put money up. They're planning to do what's necessary to make this game happen. As I mentioned earlier about LeBron saying that he would be happy to be selected, but he's not enthused about playing. And I don't think there should be an All-Star game. I think they should continue to do what they have to do to have the votes. They continue to vote. They can continue to have votes for the All-Star game. They could continue to do what they need to do, but have some type of virtual celebration where people can still take part, have performances, and then also maybe you can have some type of virtual, I don't know, a three-point shooting contest or something like that. But an All-Star game, currently, after the latest information that came out, said that the players were promised that there would not be an All-Star game this year. I just think that there should not be an All-Star game, but that's my take on that. So that's segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the latest league leaders and standings from around the association. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the premiere episode of At the Rim.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
45 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
All right, everybody, welcome back to this premiere edition of At the Rim. All right, now it's time to get you caught up on what's currently going on around the association now for the league leaders in the NBA. Let's start off with the leading scorer currently is Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. He is averaging 33.3 points per game. Also, number two is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 29.5 points per game. Currently tied for third is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers. They both average 29.1 points per game. And coming in fifth is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He is averaging 28.2 points per game. But how about Bradley Beal being the league's current leading scorer? I mean, he's been phenomenal in his first half of the year. The Wizards have been haven't been that great the first half of the year, but one of the few bright spots for the Washington Wizards, not just Russell Westbrook, but most importantly Bradley Beal, as he is the league's current leading scorer. Next up, we look at the statistical category of rebounds per game. The league's leading rebounder is Clint Capela from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14.5 rebounds per game. Number two is Andre Drummond from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's averaging 14.3 rebounds per game. Number three is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13.4 points per game. Number four is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 12.8 rebounds per game. And coming in fifth is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 11.8 rebounds per game. Next up, we have field goal percentages. Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's averaging his field goal percentage is 67, almost 68%. Number two is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. He's shooting at 65% from the field. Then number three is Mitchell Robinson from the New York Knicks. He's shooting 65% from the field as well. And then number four, we have Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. He's shooting 64% from the field. And then number five is Daniel Theis, he's shooting 60% from the field. Next up, we have assists per game. Number one is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 11.3 assists per game. Number two is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 9.4 assists per game. Number three, we have Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9 assists per game. Number four is Chris Paul, the ageless wonder from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 8.5 assists per game. And then at number five, we have Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 8.4 assists per game. How about James Harden? In such a short amount of time with the Brooklyn Nets, he's the league's leader in assists. I'll tell you what, he is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents as well. So James making his contribution felt in Brooklyn. All right, now let's move along now to steals per game. We currently have a tie right now for the league leader in steals per game. Currently tied for first is OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors and Larry Nance Jr. from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're both averaging 2.06 steals per game. Coming in third is from the Milwaukee Bucks is Drew Holiday. He's averaging 1.9 steals per game. And then number four is the Claw, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. He's averaging 1.85 steals per game. And coming in at number five is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. He's averaging 1.82 steals per game. Next category that we have is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.7 blocks per game. Number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 2.7 blocks per game. Coming in at number three from the Atlanta Hawks is Clint Capela. Of course, Clint is the league's leader in rebounds per game. He's coming in number three in the blocks department. He's averaging 2.26 blocks per game. At number four is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 1.95 blocks per game. And at number five is Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. He's averaging 1.9 blocks per game. Next up, we have three-point field goals made. Of course, number one, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 100 He currently has 103 field goals made. Of course, Steph, you can't go wrong. Definitely coming bouncing back from that terrible injury he suffered last year. Coming in at number two is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. He has 85 three-point field goals made. Number three, Mr. Sharpshooter himself, Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He has 82 three-point field goals made. Coming in at number four is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He has 83 point field goals made. And coming in at number five is Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers. He has made 75 three-point field goals. And then, of course, we have minutes per game. And that matters a lot in the association. Currently, number one is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. He averages 38.4 minutes per game. That's a lot. And coming in at number two is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. He averages 36.7 minutes per game. And then tied at third is Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors and Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. They both average 36.2 minutes per game. And then at number five is Mr. Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He averages 36.1 minutes per game. Man, that is a lot of minutes, I tell you. So that's the latest stats in the association in the league leaders with points, rebounds, field goal percentage, assists, steals, blocks, three-point field goals made in minutes per game. And now let's get you caught up on the current standings in the association. Currently at the number one spot in the Eastern Conference is the Philadelphia 76ers. They currently sit with a record of 16-7. Followed at number two is the Milwaukee Bucks. They're currently 14-8. Number three is the Brooklyn Nets. Their current record is 14-10. Number four is the Boston Celtics. They sit at a record at 12-9. Number five is the Indiana Pacers. Their record is 12-11. Followed at number six is the Atlanta Hawks at 10-12. Also, the Toronto Raptors are at number seven. They have a record of 10-12. Number eight is the Charlotte Hornets. They have a record of 10-13. Also, sitting at with records of 10-13, at number nine is the Cleveland Cavaliers, and at number 10 is the New York Knicks. And then the Orlando Magic is 11th, followed by Chicago at number 12. Miami is at 13. The Washington Wizards are at 14, and the Detroit Pistons are at 15th. Now let's move over to the Western Conference. The standings are as follows. The Utah Jazz are currently the number one team in the Western Conference. They have a record of 18-5. The defending champion Los Angeles Lakers are number two. They are at 17-6. The Los Angeles Clippers are third with a record of 17-7. The Denver Nuggets are fourth with a record of 12-9. Also at 12-9 at number five is the Portland Trail Blazers, and also at a 12-9 record at number six, the Phoenix Suns. Meanwhile, with both having records of 12-10, at number seven is the Golden State Warriors, and at number eight is the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in ninth is the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by at 10th is the Houston Rockets. Number 11, the Sacramento Kings. Number 12 is the New Orleans Pelicans. Number 13 is the Oklahoma City Thunder. At 14 is the Dallas Mavericks. And at number 15 is the Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Justin Baker. He is the DJ from the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for tuning in to the premiere episode of At the Rim.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words can make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participate.
When we made our new McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The music that you hear is from the Hypnotized Minds camp. That's definitely one of the sounds that bleed through the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. And we have someone that knows that city pretty well. He is the DJ. He's the official DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Let's welcome him to the program, Justin Baker. Hello, Justin. How's everything, my man?
Hey, I'm having a great morning. I'm so glad to be your guest. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thank you again, and thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it, my man. You are the DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. How did you get the gig?
Well, it's been a long journey. I come from a background, to take it back to the beginning, in college back in the 90s, started going to different raves and DJ-related parties in Memphis, and that really stuck with me, and my bull buddies and I got a set of turntables. We kind of scraped our pennies together and just got the itch and started buying records and got some 1200s and started playing records, and we were really into 90s electronic music, house and jungle and that sort of stuff at the time. And then once I got a little older and the scene kind of, my old bubble burst and I kind of got into grown-up life, I started kind of diversifying the records I was buying and just kind of what I was listening to and started picking up just miscellaneous gigs around town. And through friends wound up, I should say at the time also, the Grizz were having sort of a sea change on their way of just handling doing events and reaching out to the community and stuff. They were getting younger and hipper, and we were just on the verge of what became the grit and grind era, where everybody in Memphis just really honed in on the Grizz and their culture and all that good stuff. But in the beginning, I was just doing some gigs out at events for the Grizzlies, out at schools and block parties and things like that, where they needed a fill-in DJ because they were just starting to get their feet wet and doing those sort of events, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And they were doing barbecue fest, and we would have a tent with a DJ and just filling in gigs for them out and about in the world. And over time, once Grit and Grind era got started, the position became available for what's called Click Effects. And that's the guys who play the music in-game that you hear up and down the court. So when they're actively playing ball, that's the bumper music that you hear on offense. And then on defense, it might even be the defense that you're so used to. But that's the position that I occupy. I took that position with them in 2012, and I've been doing it ever since. So a combination of I do that for the Grizzlies and for our G League team, the Memphis Hustle, and then as well as whatever gigs present themselves when we, you know, get out in the community and do our events or our regular things, of which, unfortunately, we haven't gotten to do a whole lot in the past few months, but in general, we do quite a bit of, and I look forward to getting back at it again. So, so a combination of actually getting to DJ out and about, but also Click Effects is the position that I occupy with the teams.
All right, awesome to hear. So now let's stay just what you do as the DJ of the Memphis Grizzlies. We know that the NBA and music, well, really sports and music, go hand in hand. So what do your duties consist of as the DJ of the Grizz?
So in-game, what I'm primarily doing is orchestrating the music that you're hearing, probably what you hear the most of when you watch a game on television, which is the music in-game up and down the court. I'm not necessarily coordinated with the timeouts and the events that jump out, but when you're watching that game on TV and they're bringing the ball, you know, up to the half court, whatever music cue is playing, that's me or someone like me. And I approach it like like scoring a motion picture, like scoring a movie. The game, what's so fun about it is the game has its ups and downs and ebbs and flows, and it goes fast and slow. And sometimes the mood is up and sometimes it's down, but determined. And, you know, over time I've built up my library of music cues and I know them all by heart. So I'm supplying not just music in my mind, but a soundtrack to what's going on. And we get some pretty good feedback about it. So I like to think that it works.
Awesome. Let's stay with just what you do with the Memphis Grizzlies for a moment. We know currently the current roster that you have, you know, Ja Morant is one of the rising stars in the league. Along you have Jonas Valanciunas. Also, there's Grayson Allen. There's Gorgui Dieng. There's also Jaren Jackson. That's just some of the players on the Grizzlies roster, along with Justice Winslow. Do they have – I'm sorry, excuse me, but I want to ask you just, do they have, like, a roster? Like, do you go over with the players, like, what their favorite musical tastes are? And if so, what are they?
So, it's interesting. We don't – there's a few of us in the sound booth that handle different aspects of the music in the game. And I would say where the players – where we probably get the most feedback from the players – is concerns the shoot-around, the pregame shoot-around, because that's where you really just get to – it's the players who are there. The people aren't even really getting to their seats yet. So it's the players' time to just get focused and, you know, feel good and put their shots up and kind of get themselves mentally prepped. And that's where they're really – a lot of them have headphones, so they're in their own world, but that's where they really seem to pay the most attention to, from what I find, to what's playing over them in the arena. And though I don't do all, I don't handle the music during the shoot around. I am privy to that we get feedback from the players through, usually through management saying, hey, you know, this player's feeling this song and can we get some of this season and that sort of thing. And I mean, the shoot around's handled just like a mixtape. The rest of the game is a lot of instrumental music, and they're so busy playing that I'm sure they're hearing it. I don't get any one-on-one contact with the players myself. I just have to kind of project and use my imagination as to, you know, what's going on. But no, they all, from, you know, but when it comes to shoot around and playing the music for the players directly, whether it's the Hustle, which I do handle, or the Grizzlies, I mean, they want to hear, you know, the newest hip hop generally. And they know what they like, man, because I have definitely, I remember specifically a Hustle game where I just play, I think it might've been close to Christmas or something. And I played some track that I just thought was kind of a cool bumping Christmas remix. And they got on the headset, you know, like, hey, the players are not really feeling this. Can you please switch it up? And so we get a little bit of that. I remember feeling my age one time because during shoot around, I was playing Cream by Wu-Tang, and I got it called up that, like, hey, this is too slow. They're not feeling this. What is this? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, but our one-on-one interaction with the guys is surprisingly minimal. You know, I think we kind of establish the music at the beginning of the season and probably get a few notes coming our way from them as to, you know, what's good. But, you know, and then as to Ja Morant, man, you know, Nate, our A1 sound guy that plays the music for the shoot around, I always keep my ears open because he's always got cutting edge hip hop that I know the for the players and stuff. And so we swap notes and music back and forth. And this season, he had a really good Ja Morant song that I noticed was popping up in the shoot around mix. So I thought, well, I need to go, if there's already a song out there about Ja Morant, I need to have that for my own gigs and stuff too. So I went to Amazon to go do a little music shopping, and this was like a couple weeks ago, early in the season. And man, I realized there's about 50 songs available out there about Ja Morant already. And, you know, like, I feel like we're just getting going with him. And, you know, I've always kept my ear open for the local made Grizzlies related music, because as we got into the Z-Bo, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley era, there was a lot of it coming out and I started collecting it. But it was really local, and they would usually make it to submit to the team, you know, try to endorse the team. So we would get it. And to look out there and see, like, out in the world outside of Memphis, there's this giant amount of attention and music already devoted to Ja Morant, it blew my mind. It's awesome.
Indeed, it is awesome. It is definitely, he's definitely a rising star for that franchise and definitely in the league. So you definitely have your hands full doing your thing, what you do with the Grizzlies, as well as the G League team with the Memphis Hustle. I want to say just with the city of Memphis for a moment, Memphis is one of those great cultural cities where you have Beale Street, where FedEx Forum, where the Grizzlies play in downtown Memphis, is right on Beale Street. And then you have so many of the cultural institutions of Memphis, such as with Stax Records and, of course, the Elvis influence and Graceland and things of that nature. What does, of course, we've seen Memphis hip hop emerge really in the 90s with Hypnotized Minds and Project Pat and Juicy J and DJ Paul and Gangsta Boo and people like that. Tell me, what's your contribution to not just to the Memphis music scene, but just Memphis culture as a whole?
Well, I will say that the Grizzlies themselves as an organization do such a great job of relating to the city around us and being a part of it and allowing Memphians to make Grizz part of their culture. And so, and music, of course, we're a really musical city, so it all ties in. And I can, when I first took the position of Click Effects and started handling the music that you hear throughout the play, the gameplay, DJ from around town, I'd gotten to know lots of the local talent just over the years and had a pretty good collection of music that I wanted to bring in of my own to add to the games, but a lot of it was stuff that was made or given to me here in town by people that I, you know, that I know from around the city, or stuff that we listen to here, you know, like say Hypnotized Minds and Stacks, and there's just so much good stuff. So just approaching it from a really local centric Memphis point of view, and anytime I can add for my part some Memphis related music to the greater mix that you hear in the game, to me, that's just adding to the fabric of just the community sense of the whole thing. And so I've always made it a point to approach local talent and ask, hey, if you've got anything that, you know, I could use or that you'd ever want to give me to use in game, I would love it. And most of them are Grizz fans. They're like, oh, yeah. Whether it's bands or producers or whoever, if they have an instrumental track or otherwise that I can add to my, you know, my catalog to use in game or even at Grizz events, I'm all for it. And I always like to try to shout out and showcase that talent. But I sometimes wonder if other teams have as much local music in their in-game mix as we do, because mainly because we're afforded that luxury. There's just so much local talent to get to know and to showcase. But yeah, when you listen to a Grizz game, I'd say half the music that's going on in the game probably has some sort of ties locally.
Okay, let's stay with the Grizzlies for a moment. I know different, not just different NBA cities, but even with different professional sports cities from time to time, they may have hometown heroes that really represent their teams. And also, I know organizations from time to time will get in contact with celebrities. I know Memphis has had a lot of celebrities, like you mentioned, with Hypnotized Minds and things of that nature. Do the Grizzlies get in contact with any Memphis natives in terms of promoting the organization, or do you have any involvement with any Memphis celebrities or natives in terms of support of the Grizzlies?
I don't personally, but oh yeah, the Grizz of, because it all ties together. I mean, Memphis's love for music and sports and barbecue and basketball, I mean, it's so unifying, and I mean, we know what we like here, so it all ties together. But yeah, so they've had, geez, I mean, we've had season openers with, I can't think of any of the members of Hypnotized Minds that we haven't had over, especially through the grit and grind era where everything, we were going to the playoffs and everything was just magnified times 10. So yeah, you got to bring out the big guns. So you got, you know, DJ Paul for your season opener, Al Capone. I mean, good Lord, man, we got to shout out Al Capone and whoop that trick. That became such a quintessential part of Grizzlies culture for so long. I mean, it's still around. I hope we can get back to the playoffs just so we can play whoop that trick for people.
Yeah, we can't forget about that great movie Hustle and Flow with Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson and Anthony Anderson, for people that may not be familiar with the song right there. But let's stay just with this natives for a moment. You mentioned Hypnotized Mind and Al Capone and people like that. Justin Timberlake is a Memphis native, and he's been at Grizzlies games every now and then throughout the course of the franchise. Have you had an opportunity to meet him?
I have never met Justin Timberlake. I'm certainly open if his people are listening to this. His people can contact my people and we can make something happen. You know, we don't see as much of him around these days since he moved to that other city in Tennessee that we don't really name too much around here. But No, unfortunately, in all seriousness, I've never gotten to meet Justin. He did a show at the Forum back when Civilization was still up and running, and since then, I don't think anybody's seen much of anybody, but I look forward to maybe someday running into him.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we talked about this, the cultural institutions of Memphis with music and sports and barbecue, but I wanted to just give me your thoughts on what it means to you to be a Memphis DJ.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel like I can only speak for Memphis because that's where I've lived my whole life. That's where I saw my first DJs play. That's where I hung out with the DJs that I hung out under and learned from and listened to on the radio and, you know, went to see and stuff. And so I can only speak for our culture here and my perspective of it. But it's a family, and you know, everybody. It is competitive, but no two DJs are the same, so you can't really pay too much attention to the next person down. You can only take from them and learn from them, and you know, just like a big family, you don't even necessarily know everybody in it, but you just know you're all part of it. And, you know, I think of the DJs my age that were coming up when I was, and we were like, I feel like we were like a graduating class together, and they're still around. You know, I can look around and see where are they now and stuff. And I see DJs that play out and about that just blow my mind. And I'm like, wow, you're so much younger and better than I'll ever be, and that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. And the older heads that I learned from and remember going to see and just looking up to and stuff, and it's a you know, and finding my part in that, and so thankful for my bit with the Grizzlies, and that you know, they kind of give me a platform to express myself and also to, you know, a place in the DJ culture of Memphis to fill. But no, I just, it's an honor. I know that it feels like it to be, you know, part of that family, because there's just so many talented, creative people doing all these different things and just, you know, putting all this music out there and you know, curating it and presenting it for people to hear. It's really special, and Memphis is such a special music city, and, you know, just so much cool stuff comes out of it. You know, not to knock on any other cities, I'm sure they all got their cool stuff, but Memphis, you know, it's easy to be proud to be part of the music culture here because it's just so good.
Solid. Let's stay with Memphis and sports for a moment. When I think of the South, you know, the South is a hotbed for football. Do Memphians enjoy NBA basketball?
It's funny, you know, Memphians have been into the Memphis Tigers and college hoops since my dad, you know, was young. And so growing up, there was a ton of Memphis basketball, you know, and I grew up, I'm talking in the 80s, 90s, you know, with Penny Hardaway original era, and you know, so basketball was naturally part of the culture, but I think when the NBA got here, we were very excited about it. Everybody wanted it, but nobody quite knew how to handle it, you know, like it was just such a new thing, and it seemed like such a alternate take from the college local basketball we were used to. But over time, and I'm so happy to be able to say I've been a part of it and been, you know, able to see it happen. The Grizzlies have just really grown on Memphis culture, and it didn't hurt that they were so good for so long and we made so many playoff runs and stuff in the grit and grind era. And now we've got this new, this next gen era, as we call it, with the, with Jaren and John, all those guys. But, you know, nowadays Grizz culture is really ingrained in Memphis. If you come to Memphis, you're going to see not just Grizz stuff, but like locally made grassroots, you know, Grizz t-shirts and stickers and slogans and stuff. And people are just really into it. And it's really cool to see. And, you know, and the fact that now we have a, you know, a legit college team and an NBA franchise, you were just, we've doubled down on the basketball culture around here, and around here, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, the Memphis Tigers, man, as you mentioned earlier, as far as college basketball, the University of Memphis, they've ran it for a long time. Of course, you mentioned Penny Hardaway was great. Who could forget about Derrick Rose, even though he only played 1 year there. He was definitely awesome in his own right. Well, Justin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. But again, just tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well. And if you want to pop up any Grizzly social media platforms, it's all on you.
Well, man, I want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun and interesting getting my thoughts together for the show. I always love talking up our Grizzlies culture and the music and everything. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Defective Agent C. And I'm usually most active during Grizz games, of course, just letting you know what new music we're playing and what this local talent that you'll hear at the games is and stuff. So please find me on there at Defective Agent C on Twitter. And I think that's how we found each other, if I'm not mistaken. But thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Justin. Anytime. Three more questions before I let you on out of here. This is a two-part question. What are your musical tastes and what are you currently listening to?
Wow. That's a good question. So, I utilize in this position for Grizz is I keep my tastes as diverse as I can. I listen to everything from soundtrack music to hip-hop, metal bands, you know, soul, whatever I can get my hands on. And then I try to bring in a mash of all that to Grizz games. But if I had to, I really love sample culture, sound collages, stuff like that, which I also think lends itself to having a fabric of music to play throughout a game so it sounds like a soundtrack. But if I had to, I guess what I've been listening to the most lately, there's a new record by my favorite group, The Avalanches, and it's made almost entirely of samples and cut and paste stuff. And yeah, I got a signed copy of the record from my wife for Christmas, and that's what I've been listening to.
Sweet, sweet. Now tell me some of your favorite spots to eat at in Memphis.
Oh, now we're cooking. well, I'm going to give a shout out to, you know, around town, things barbecue related are always, you know, vital. But, if you come to Memphis, you need to get your hands on a barbecue pizza. And there's only a couple places around town that do them right. And I got to give a shout out to Fox Ridge Pizza, the best burgers and pizza in town. And then I got to give a shout out to Coletta's Pizza, who does the original barbecue pizza here that Elvis used to get. And that's my go-to jam. I tend to, you know, and we've got a few, of course, now we're in takeout culture these days, and we'll be enjoying a place called Cocosa tonight, some local Italian. So yeah, between those three, I think if you come to Memphis, you'll be doing all right.
All right, one last question. These three gentlemen that I'm going to name are cultural icons to the city of Memphis: Elvis, Rufus Thomas and Jerry the King Lawler. Who's more important and why?
Well, I can tell you, I'm actually, to tie this all together, I just glanced down and I realized I'm wearing my local bootleg Jerry Lawler Memphis Grizzlies t-shirt right now.
Okay.
On Saturday morning. Oh, man. Well, I guess I'm gonna go with the cliche. Oh, man, that's a tough one. But, I mean, you can't knock culturally and just shining a light on Memphis. I mean, I got to – I almost hate to. As a Memphian, we kind of downplay the Elvis connection. But in real life, there's never been a bigger star, and he stayed here in Memphis, and his house is still a tourist attraction that brings international attention to the city. So I can't not give Elvis his dues, but Jerry Lawler, I mean, that dude's just awesome. And he's still around, and he is known to come to a Grizz game and throw the opposing mascot through a table. So I got to give it to Jerry Lawler, the King.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, you heard it from him. He is Justin Baker. He is the DJ, the official DJ for the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. Check him out on the various social media platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, and wherever else he's mentioned earlier. Justin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Well, thank you so much for having me, man. It's been great.
Same here. It's great, man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, but if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
It's a new year, and with T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
That's right. The iPhone 12 on us on every plan. All on America's 5G leader in coverage. T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits and a new line plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to the DJ for the Memphis Grizzlies, Justin Baker, giving us the insights of what's going on with the Grizzlies and all things related to Memphis culture. All right, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you my games of the week, the games to watch out for during the week in the association. Let's start off with the Golden State Warriors going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Going to be an exciting game, of course, you know, with Steph Curry, Luka Doncic. I mean, not just with those guys, but just those teams that they've put together so far in this first half of the year. Look out for the Warriors versus the Mavericks game. Also, the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers have been balling as of late with Joel Embiid, of course, Ben Simmons, and then, of course, the Brooklyn Nets. We already know about the situation with the three, with Harden, KD, and Kyrie. Exciting team right there. Should be a fun game between the Nets and the Sixers. Also, we've got a good one between the Jazz and the Pacers. Look out for that one. Also, the Celtics going up against the Suns. That's going to be an exciting game as well. Of course, the Kings going up against the Clippers. The big game to watch out for in that one. Also, we got the Rockets and the Hornets this week. That's going to be a good game to look out for as well. Of course, the Bucks and the Nuggets. I really love the Denver Nuggets, man, with Jamal Murray, also Nikola Jokic, also Paul Millsap, who is still he's a veteran, but he's been playing some great ball as of late. Of course, the Thunder and the Lakers. That's going to be a great one coming up this week. Also, look out for Celtics and the Jazz, the 76ers and the Kings, and of course the Magic and the Trailblazers. That's going to be another great one. Also, an important matchup to look for coming up in the week, the Thunder and the Lakers. Also, the Pacers and the Nets is going to be a great one as well. I'm expecting that one to be a great one as well. Also, the Bucks and the Suns is going to be a great one. Also, don't forget, coming up this week, the 76ers and the Trailblazers, the Raptors and the Celtics is going to be a great one. Also, coming up towards the end of the week, we've got a fantastic showdown between the Bucks and the Jazz, the Thunder and the Nuggets. Also, the Grizzlies and the Lakers should be a fun one right there. And again, once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to the DJ for the Memphis Grizzlies, Justin Baker, for that great interview. And also thank you to the listeners out there for checking out the premiere episode of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again next week right here on At the Rim. So long, everyone.